Hi, my name is Lynn. I'm a volunteer programmer and producer at CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, BC, on Vancouver Island. My weekly two-hour talk show, called Living on Purpose, is almost 2 years old. The National Campus and Community Radio Conference was held in Ottawa this year. This was my first time participating in the event. It's an amazing experience to gather with other radio folk, speaking the same language, sharing ideas, and gathering information during the many workshop sessions. I decided to record a number of our voices to give an audio picture to those who were unable to attend. Weaving through these voices, you will hear the Soul Jazz Orchestra, who entertained us at the gala celebrating the 25th anniversary of the conference.
So I'm Charlie. I'm a volunteer with CKUT 90.3 in Montreal, and I'm here at the 25th NCRC to meet some of the folks who have been working on Groundwire. They've been trying to develop a national community news radio programming, and so it's pretty interesting to see some of the thoughts that have gone into it, some of the faces that have been working on that project, and to see where I can fit into it in the years to come.
Hi, my name is Robin, and I'm from Winnipeg at CKUW, and I'm at the National Campus and Community Radio Conference. Meet and share ideas with other people who are passionate about community radio and the perpetuance of it, and to hopefully fulfill my role as programmer and advisory to the programming department, and to learn more about how we can make Fun Drive fun and make more money.
I'm Crystal Clavette, and I'm the volunteer coordinator. I'm here because I wanted more volunteer experience, and it's actually been pretty exciting because I've met so many people from across the country.
Sego's gonna go again. Tanzi, hi, and bonjour. And my name is Gawi Dodros. My English name is Mary Rose Barefoot Jones. I'm formerly from Grand River Territory at Six Nations, Brantford. But I'm also working, presently living in the city of Windsor, and I'm the host for Aboriginal Beat with Moccasin Feet, and of course the most powerful, powerful station in southern Ontario, CJAM 91.5 FM on your radio dial. And we are the only Native community program in the county of Essex. So I'm a new member of the board. But the most important thing is I've made tremendous contacts here, and I'm interested to find out how many stations have Native programming and how many are Native people who are doing it and have the show. And I'd like to make contact with each and every one of them. Nyawe.
My name is Lydia Masemula, and I am from CITR Radio. I'm the station manager. CITR Radio is in Vancouver, and I'm also a member of the NCRA board. I'm also the president, outgoing president, yes. It's been a really incredible year working as the president of the NCRA. We've managed to really move on a number of projects, such as the Groundwire project, such as the Community Radio Fund that is going to benefit the whole sector. And I feel really happy that I was able to achieve a good portion of our mandate as president. I really wish the next president best of luck. It's a lot of work, but we're at a really critical juncture in our sector. Either we're going to sink or swim. And I'd like to think that we are going to swim.
My name is Khalid. I'm from CKUT in Montreal. And I was here to be a moderator on the Right to Communicate and Community Radio. And it's always exciting. I love the NCRC. My last one was 10 years ago. It's excellent. And you see all these changing faces and the ongoing legacy of the Right to Communicate and attempts to communicate.
My name is Steve McNabb. I'm a board member of Trent Radio. I'm the station nerd and computer geek. This is my first conference. I'm giving a 75-minute talk tomorrow about open source internet broadcasting. Yeah, so far so good.
I'm John Muir. I'm from Trent Radio in Peterborough. I haven't been to an NCRA conference for about 10 years. finally enjoyed meeting each other in the flesh for the first time. We had a riot. I had a really good time. It ain't over till it's over.
I'm Pete Ray from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm the programming manager at that station, and I am here to learn more, meet people. I'm still very new to the job and the industry and everything, and I'm here to get what I can out of it and make some good connections.
Hi, I'm Melinda Richka, and I'm from Kingston, Ontario, CFRC. This is my first year. I wanted to come because after being a volunteer for 2 years, I just wanted to see what sort of connects us all together.
Hi, I'm Joanne Williams, and I am the business manager of CFRC 101.9 FM, Queens Radio in Kingston, Ontario. And I'm here at the conference so to bounce ideas off people and see what other stations are up to.
I'm Scott Stevens. I'm the music coordinator at CFRC Radio, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My third time. It is a mutual learning experience and just kind of sharing that environment of people that share the same interests, and getting together face-to-face just feels important and feels right.
Good afternoon. I'm Serena Laladri, the spoken word and news coordinator at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, on the beautiful campus of Queen's University. This is my first time at the conference, and I'm excited to just pick up some new skills, learn some new things, and meet some great people.
Kit Davies, I'm the volunteer coordinator and news director at CKUW in Winnipeg, because I went last year in Guelph. Great time. Got a lot of ideas, made a lot of excellent contacts, and we've been building a relationship with stations, and we're just building on that this year. And we got a lot of new people coming out. We generally have one staff person and three new people every year we bring, and they always have a great experience. Community radio is great. I don't know, everything's great. I always love going to this conference.
Doug Ozeroff, CKMO, also known as Village 900 from Victoria. First time at the NCRC. We haven't been a member with the NCRA for years, simply because I just wasn't aware of what I could get out of it. The dedication, commitment, passion that I'm seeing, it just re-inspires me again to keep doing what I'm doing, because there's so many people that you can connect with in radio in such a very positive, uplifting, intimate way. I see younger guys like Kent here and folks around the room where I was, I don't even want to say how many years ago. And it inspires me that it's okay, it's good, this is good, it'll keep going, it'll continue, it'll morph into something new for each generation and modify itself in such a way that it'll suit that particular generation. And I think radio will survive, it'll evolve, and I think it'll become even more important again, specifically with campus community style stations. And I'm excited about that.
Brendan Fraser from CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta. University of Calgary campus. We've come together and sharing ideas, but it's incredible to see, like, I'd say with almost the lack of networking that takes place between stations throughout the year, the congruency with what people are doing, similar ideas and ideals behind what they're doing. I think that's pretty interesting to see.
So. Lynn, thanks for having me on the show. Long-time listener, first-time interview subject, so thanks again. It's Chad Saunders from CJSW Radio in Calgary. I'm the station manager there. What does the NCRC mean to me? There's some great things that go on. I mean, lots of people get together, they're talking, they're networking. You hear a lot of people about there's not many opportunities to do this and all that, and it's true. It's the community radio sector and its campus components, Aboriginal component and all that stuff, it's really hard for us to get together, and I think each of these conferences gets us closer to making this a lot easier and to get more done. And what I also like about it, once you get to know people, which doesn't take much time because we're all kind of the same freaks and weirdos, is that we get together and you're able to just be very candid about certain subjects. As we strive to be the pillars of what's responsible in journalism and in quality of programming, you flesh out ideas and you hear topics, and it's a good incubator for ideas. It's really important.
My name is Charlotte Scott, podcast coordinator for Rabble.ca, the Rabble Podcast Network. I also wear hats as a sound art producer hosting Art on Air on CKLN 88.1 FM out of Ryerson University, and I'm an erstwhile radio person for CKUT in Montreal. I'm at the conference to talk about the future of radio and what digital media can do for community networks, and to talk about the way that new information systems are changing the way that producers and audiences interact and what that means for community radio people and for activists of all stripes. And to know that we're all doing something together and hearing rumors about really, really good things on the horizon for community radio, it makes me enthusiastic, because all the time I think it's a struggle for community radio people or for any sorts of grassroots organizations to be convinced that what they're doing is meaningful. The convergence of new digital technologies and new policy and, of course, ever-rotating cast of volunteers is actually going to speak for the regeneration of what we're doing. That makes me feel good.
My name's Evan Light, an actual programmer at CKUT Radio in Montreal. Well, today I did a session on communication rights and community media and ideas of the right to communicate and the right to represent yourself through media and different ideas of what media is. Also here to really look at the future of community radio in Canada, the future of community radio internationally. Getting quite exciting. I think the next couple of years are going to be very interesting to see what happens.
I'm Sarah Caulfield from CJSF in Burnaby, British Columbia. And I'm here because I've been involved in community radio for, well, a decent long time now. I've got my own ideas of how it is, but I've never really connected with a lot of other stations, and so I was really excited for the chance to come out here and meet so many people, talk to them about the issues at their station, bring ideas, share ideas. I've already got a book full of ideas to bring back, and actually can't wait to go and start share what I've learned with everyone else back home.
I'm Valerie Laverne, and I'm from CFRU 93.3 FM out of Guelph. I'm here at the conference because I have been invited to do vocal warm-up workshops, sat on a couple of panels. I'm also the Ontario Regional Coordinator for this year's Dig Your Roots Aboriginal CD compilation. So I have a lot of multitasking that I've been doing. I find this year's conference has a real soulfulness about it, and I think it's because it's on Algonquin territory, though. I'm a member of the Algonquin Nation, so, you know, there's a little bias in that.
I'm Victoria Fenner, and my most recent station was CJAM at University of Windsor. I did a show down there. Now I'm on the road, living out of my backpack, producing environmental radio series called Green Planet Monitor. I have been coming to these conferences off and on for many, many, many years, and it's like, it's a ritual. It's a gathering of the clan. It changes every time, but it's the same every time as well. New faces, new people, but the same kind of energy and that same kind of idealistic sense of wanting to do something in this world and saying, our voices count too. One of the things that I'm doing this afternoon is a sound walk. And people say, what is a sound walk? And it's sort of the equivalent of going for a walk, but instead of looking, we're listening. As a radio producer, sound walking is very important to me because radio people talk and don't listen as well as they talk. So what it is a very conscious way of listening to the community and the sounds around me, and also almost going into like a meditative space. And I find when I do that, I'm able to engage with the place where I am on a much deeper and much more intimate level. And I can't define exactly how that comes out in my productions, but I know that that whole act of listening increases my ability to listen. And it also reminds me the core of what we do is based on listening. But we're not going to talk while we walk, because you can't talk and listen at the same time.
Okay. My name's DJ Vaughn. I do a show at the University of Winnipeg at CKUW 95.9 FM called Scratching the Surface Noise. It's a six-hour radio program beginning at midnight until 6 a.m. every Sunday night to Monday morning. I've been doing it for 7 years since we went on air in 1999. CKUW is a small community and campus station based out of the University of Winnipeg on the fourth floor, mezzanine above the buffeteria. And it started way back in the basement of Lockhart Hall at the University of Winnipeg in 1968. It took us 30 years to get on air. We're very proud of it. A lot of us are on the same page at the station, and we all get along. And this year at our fund drive, we raised $45,000. Yeah, Winnipeg's a pretty cool community. We have a great music scene. I'm at the conference to learn more about music and radio, and about music in radio, and radio and music, and also more about fund drive, and more about online free radio logger, which was a real eye-opener. Actually, yesterday I saw the test version of it, and it looks like they can still use a little help on it, but it looks like a great thing. It's going to be entirely free and available to all of our stations across Canada. Once more, I'm surprised at the power of community radio. It's just unbelievable the amount of things that can be accomplished within the parameters of community radio. People on the outside might look at it and think, wow, what a limited bunch of people, but we can achieve, it seems, almost anything. I'm waiting for us to have a national building built by community radio people. I'm sure it's just around the corner.
My name is Chris Cecile. I'm from CJAM FM in Windsor, Windsor, Detroit, as we refer to it, because it's a pretty large market and a unique situation that we get to talk to Americans from this side of the border. Ends up being kind of like a little pirate radio. Love coming to the conference. It's great to get different perspectives from all across the country, because we all have a unique situation no matter where we are or who we are. And it's really a good place to share ideas and network with people and have some fun too. A little bit over 10 years ago, I was hired as an overnight and evenings and weekends person for the CHUM affiliate in Windsor. Within 6 months, I hated every minute of my job. At some point, just dropped out of radio altogether to get away from it, because commercial radio had absolutely nothing to do with music or art. It was only numbers and money. Then at some point I started volunteering at CJAM in Windsor because I wanted to get back into radio, but I didn't want to have anything to do with commercial radio. And then I ended up getting the program director job at CJAM, spoken word coordinator job. So that's how I ended up here now.
My name is Julian Smith. I am from Montreal, Quebec. I did radio commercials when I was a child, and I got paid more money for that than I ever will in my whole life, I think. But after that, I did no radio, and now I'm a podcaster by trade. I do consulting for podcasting. I podcast. I was at the Podcasting Evolution of DIY Meet Podcasting Conference. It was very cool to be able to talk about the kind of thing that I want everybody to get involved in, because I feel like for podcasting, the more people get involved, the more, I don't know, for me, it kind of gave me a voice that I didn't really consider that I had before. And I feel like giving that voice to more people, it affords them a certain the luxury of dignity that they did not think they had before. I am one of the first podcasters of Canada. Todd Maffin is also among the first podcasters in Canada. He works for the CBC, but we don't really know who the first one is. If you want to say that I am the first one, I don't mind, but I'm just not sure it's true.
My name is Erin McKee, and I come from St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm not currently a station volunteer, but I have been previously, and I have been a staff member as well, of CHMR-FM in Newfoundland. And I started in 1994 when I was 15, done all kinds of different things at the station in various capacities. I was on the air almost steadily at least once a week for about 8 years, and then I moved away for a couple years. And now that I'm back, I find I tend to do shorter segments, like I'll do 4 months, 5 months, 6 months of a show at a time, and it's more concentrated and more interesting for me, because I don't feel like it's something I have to do every week and I can't quit, oh my god. Because I started doing radio when I was quite young, it's definitely influenced, it's become a part of my life in a way that I hadn't really realized until I stopped doing my show. It's very easy to play your own music and do your own thing on community radio and not really care if you're talking to anyone, but I'm more interested now in reaching out to people, I think.
My name is David Kutrapa. I'm with CFRU 93.3 FM, which is located in Guelph, Ontario. Out of all the mediums out there, I think radio, especially people with community radio, they have a passion for what they do. And even though radio, you think people sit down and listen to it, compared to all the people that listen to radio, and then people that call in or make documentaries or even listen to a piece and then follow up on that piece, directly or indirectly, it has the highest percentage of people than any other medium. Even TV, it's passive. You take cable access television, even though it's informative, the follow-up from that, in terms of its viewership, is not as high as radio is. It's incredible. I love this medium. I get so excited. Like, it ranges from everything, from like the theory of censorship, techniques for interviewing, the right equipment, or even the legalities, micromanaging a radio station. We're talking about like podcasting. Like, even though podcasting is completely separate to radio, in my opinion, but it's definitely a branch of community radio. It's so similar in such ways, and we're looking at the future of this medium, or any medium. It's so interesting. I mean, radio has been around for 100 years, and it's going to continue to be around for 100 years. So obviously there's longevity says a lot about any medium and its impactfulness. Even if you're community or commercial, there's so much to learn from this conference. Theory, practicality, networking, music, spoken word, it's incredible.
My name is Frida Worden. My station is CJSF FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. What I got out of the conference? A lot of good ideas and an award.
A lifetime achievement award.
Yeah. No, I started in radio in 1972. You know, been pretty much doing radio ever since. If you have to get hooked on something, radio is a great drug.
I'm Jen Moore. I'm the spoken word coordinator at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I am at the conference this year to help launch Groundwire, which is our national news network that is in a preliminary stage still, but at a very exciting point where we are starting to produce our first test program. And there have been around over 30 people that have participated in the process in the last few days to put together what I think is going to be a great show. And we're very optimistic that shortly we'll be hearing this on a weekly basis across the country, and that we'll start to really profile the amazing, amazing work that's going on locally across the country in so many community stations by people that are just doing great journalism for the love of it. While we do the pilot, which we sort of foresee as being a 20-week, half-hour weekly show, there will be an editor who will be hired to produce it on a weekly basis, gathering contributions from contributors across the country, networked through an editorial committee and a steering committee that's going to have regional and rotating participation. And we expect that the membership in those committees will come both from people who are active volunteers of stations, as well as we anticipate from news directors and spoken word coordinators across the country. There will also be some voluntary headlines editors that will help to write and gather people's contributions for the headlines. So we are envisioning a program that ultimately is going to have terrific regional diversity in terms of the content and the perspectives that are being provided, and we hope that people will really find it to be one of the most vital things on the airwaves, and that it will just grow from there.
Brian Trotta from the CHOY 105.5. That's Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm actually at York University, sports director there, as well as a host and producer of a weekly talk sports radio show called Game On, every Monday between noon and 1. And what we do there is very interesting. We blend elements, a little small percentage of commercial, a big dose of things that a lot of people don't hear. We've had everyone from Stanley Cup winners to Hall of Famers, and again, those people that you don't hear who've made a difference. And going back to the hazing and athletics, I had that a couple of years ago, and one of my panel guests came up to me after the show and said, this is the first time something like this has happened in 30 years. To have that happen, an expert to tell me that, was just phenomenal. And it's something that you kind of like, this is why I come up here, and I commute up here for about an hour and a half every week, and I do this show. Sports radio, talk radio, radio period, is supposed to elicit a reaction from individuals. It's supposed to make people think, make people swear, make people get up and say, I don't like that person, or I love this person, I want to speak, I want to pick up that phone, I want to say my piece. For community and campus radio to continue doing is people coming in and saying, I want to make a difference. It can be as little as I'm going to dust that shelf, to I'm going to be editing this little promo spot, to going out and writing a column about what I'm doing or what somebody else is doing in the community. Community radio is not only about talking on air. Community radio is about speaking with people in the community. It's about protesting, about building websites. It's about talking with people, communicating. It's about getting things out there. That's what radio is. Radio is about our lives. Radio is about a heartbeat. Radio is about information and knowledge. And it's just extraordinary. If it wasn't for community radio, campus radio, I wouldn't be here today thinking the way I think, doing the things I'm doing, and exploring the things I'm exploring. There's no words to describe it, only wow. The conference has been really good. Phenomenal people are here. You know, we got a networking scheme here that you can talk to people from Calgary, Victoria, and Fredericton and discuss about issues that affect us. Budgeting, fundraising, volunteer staffing, a lot of issues that we're just getting out there. We're just touching the surface. In the overall scheme of things here, it's going in the right direction. Yeah, thank you very much, Lynn. Thanks.
My name is Joanne Penhale. I'm from CJSF in Burnaby, BC. I have been to 3 National Campus Community Radio conferences before. Each year, they are more and more intense as I get closer to the issues and more aware of the issues and different people's perspectives on things. This year, I've gotten my hands into the news project. I facilitated the programming coordinators forum. I spoke about the Women's Hands and Voices project. So I'm happy that I'm on the board of directors of the NCRA, and I'm really looking forward to the next 2 years and being able to work with a very strong board.
My name is Sarah Boothroyd, and I am the conference coordinator for the 2006 National Campus and Community Radio Conference. I do the arts calendar at CKCU, which is Radio Carleton in Ottawa. It's been a tremendous learning experience. I've done many things that I have never done before, from learning how to edit web pages to lay out conference guides. I've developed all sorts of different skills, and I've met lots and lots of interesting people. It's been huge, it's been an enormous undertaking, and it's been very satisfying.
My name is Adrian Harewood, and I am a volunteer at CKLN, Radio Ryerson. I contribute to a program called Saturday Morning Live, a public affairs program that airs between 10 and 1 every Saturday in Toronto. I am also employed by CBC Radio. I am the host of a program called All in a Day, which is the afternoon program, the drive home program in Ottawa. I've come to a number of NCRC conferences. It's always wonderful to meet folks who are working in their communities across the country, who have a lot of the same preoccupations that you have, who face many of the same challenges, who come with questions, and who sometimes come with suggestions of how we can find solutions to some of the problems or challenges it faces. So I'm always struck at how much I learn when I'm here. Always feel fortunate to have the opportunity to meet people like yourself, Lynn, and make friends. It's about building relationships, and those last a lifetime. And it's also important for us, I think, just generally in media, but also in community radio, it's good to take a step back and to reflect on our practice. It's necessary for us to do that. In fact, I think we need to be doing that more often within our own stations, because the pace is often so frenetic and the resources are so limited, and we have a tendency to become exhausted. And when you're exhausted, sometimes you don't make the best decisions. So it's important for us to take these kinds of moments to contemplate, reconsider, to imagine and to think of some of the various possibilities that exist. So this is also important to recharge our batteries and to remember why we feel so passionately about campus and community radio.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association
With 45 campus stations, 80 community stations, and 100 native broadcasters, is a growing communication network connecting Canada coast to coast. From small to large, new to established, we are all sharing a common voice, and that is the voice of community. Consider the big radio wave of which you are an integral part, and join us in 2007 at the National Campus and Community Radio Conference when it is held in Vancouver, British Columbia. Check out www.ncra.ca.